Welcome to Torah Imecha Haftorah at the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today you'll be studying the Haftorah of Bahar B'chu Kosai. When Bahar B'chu Kosai are read together, Shabbat Chazak, we read the Haftorah from Sefer Yirmiyahu. We begin in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes, through Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalid. This is the Haftorah for Sfardim and Ashkenaz, and when Bahar B'chu Kosai go together, Taimini have a different Haftorah. The theme of B'chu Kosai, it's a short parasha. It starts in the beginning of Parashah Vav, and it's Parashah Vav and Parashah Zayin. B'chu Kosai is not a long parasha. The beginning of Parashah Vav tells us about the brachot, the blessings that will befall the people when they go in the ways of Hashem. I should say the blessings that will be bestowed upon the people when they fall in the ways of Hashem. And then we have a long list of klalot, curses, and terrible tribulations and trials that will befall the people when they don't go in the ways of Hashem. The Haftorah echoes this theme, that those who turn away from Hashem, worship gods of others, and forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam ultimately will be expelled from the land and punished, and those who remember that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu and goes in his ways will be rewarded. We start in Sefer Yirmiyahu, like I said, for the Haftorah, chapter 16, verse 19. One note before we begin the Pesukim from the Steinzelt Nevi'im. Yirmiyahu has been prophesying mainly about destruction and misfortune since the days of King Yoshia. At this stage, life in Kingdom of Judah, Malchus Yehuda, was not good. The Babylonians were raiding the country repeatedly and had even placed a siege around Jerusalem. Even so, Jeremiah's predictions of the total destruction and desolation of the country that were meant to happen in a mere few decades were on a completely different scale. After issuing such pronouncements for several years, his audience began to mock him. They were revolted by his rebukes and predictions of doom to such an extent that he became an object of scorn and disgust in their eyes. Nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody wanted to believe it. We know that Yirmiyahu is the author of Eicha. We know when he came up with the scroll of Eicha, they threw it into the fire and they threw him into jail. And this prophecy, he rebukes the people and tells them about the disasters that will befall them if they do not repent. Once again, echoing very much the theme of B'chu Kosai. Here we go. Parak Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes. He begins by proclaiming that Hashem is our strength and stronghold. Hashem Uzi Uma Uzi Uminusi Biyam Tzara. Hashem is my strength from Oz and my stronghold. He is my refuge to where I can escape on the day of troubles. Eilecha Goyim Yavo, to you, God, nations will come. May Afse Aretz, from the ends of the earth, Vyomru, and even the nations will acknowledge in the end of days, Ach Shaker Nachu Avasenu Hevel Ve'en Bamoyot. On the end of days, even the nations will recognize that not recognizing the Ribbono Shel Olam is sheker, it is falsehood. The inheritance of their forefathers, the nations will say, which was foreign ways and idol worship, is havel havohlim, utter futility. There is no purpose in turning away from God. Hayaselo Adam Elohim, v'heim alo Elohim. How can man, or Miao addresses Avodah Zarah, fashion a god for himself? These gods that man fashions, do they have any power? They are not powerful, they are not gods. Lachain, therefore, hinini modiam b'pam hazos, I, God, let them know at this time, odiam es yadi, the eskvurasi, I will make known to them my hand and my might, v'yadu kishami Hashem. And they will know my name is God. Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. Chatas, now specifically Yirmiyahu addresses the sin of Malchus Yehuda. Chatas Yehuda kesuva be'et barzel. Ooh, the sin of Yehuda is so firmly entrenched. It's as if it is written with an iron pen. Bitziporen shamir, with a sharp point of a crystal stylus. Charusha aluach libam, the sin of Yehuda is engraved on the blackboard, on the tablet of their heart. Ula karnos mizbichosechem. And if you look in the parashios, when the Mishkan is constructed, Chuma, Tetzaveh, the beginning of Kitisha Vayakal Bakude, the Mizbechot, both the Mizbech Hazav and the Mizbech HaNechoshet had horns, so to speak, for projections at the four corners. Here we are told that the sin of the people is engraved on the horns of the Mizbech. But what this, I want to focus on one specific thing in this Pasuk. Chatas Yehuda Kesuva Be'ei Barzal, we already translated it. But Tziporen Shamir Charusha Aluach Libam. This reminded me of a Pasuk from Mishlei, the total opposite theme. Here we're told that the sin, the Avodah Zarah, the arrogance, the turning away from God is engraved upon the Luach Libam, the tablet of the heart of the people of Machus Yehuda. And it is this that's going to be responsible for their downfall. What do we read every day in the Shema? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Devarim 6:4. Va'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. We are not supposed to give our heart over to being engraved with Avodah Zarah. We're supposed to give our heart being over to engraved to Torah. So I looked up for you, and I'm going to share with you Mishlei, the wisdom of King Shlomo, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph through Gimel. Listen carefully. We now go to Mishlei. We took a break from Yom for a minute, okay? Bini, Mishlei says, my son, Shemar Amarai, guard my teachings. Listen to what I am telling you. O mitzvosai tispon itcha, amai tispon itach. Let my mitzvos be hidden, safun. Hide my mitzvos away with you, meaning guard very carefully the mitzvos. They're so precious to you. Shemar mitzvosai v'cheye. When you guard my mitzvos, you will live. Just like the apple of your eye, the pupil of your eye is so precious to you, my Torah should be so precious to you. Mishlei Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel. Kashrem al etzba osachar. Bind my statements on your fingers. Something, tie my statements to your fingers, my teaching. Something that is bound to your fingers is very close to you. Kasveim al luach libecha. Write the Torah and mitzvos on the blackboard. I'm dating myself because, yes, when I was in school, we had blackboards with chalk. Kasvim aluach libecha. Write my mitzvos on the blackboard of your heart. So what is supposed to be engraved on the luach libecha? The Amarai, the word of God. Mitzvosai, the mitzvos of Hashem. Torah si, the Torah of Hashem. Tie them around your fingertips. They should always be ready at your fingertips. Our iPhone should not always be at our fingertips. Unfortunately, it is, and I'm speaking about myself. Our Torah should always be at our fingertips. Kasveim aluach libecha. Write the Torah upon the blackboard of your heart. But what has happened to Klal Yisrael in the decades leading up to the Galus? Listen, now we're going back to Yirmiyahu. The sin of Yehuda is written with an iron pen, with a stylus that is sharp as crystal. Charusha, it is engraved, aluach libam. They've engraved Avodah Zarah on the blackboard of the heart. No wonder they are worthy of punishment. Pasuk Beis tells us that the Bnei Yisrael are so in love with Avodah Zarah, they remember their mizbechot and other asherehem, their altars to Avodah Zarah, and their trees of Avodah Zarah on high hills and flourishing trees. They remember the Avodah Zarah as much as they think of their children. A person thinks about something that they love. A person thinks about their children because they love them. Here we're told they think about their Avodah Zarah like they think about their children. Hashem says, ready? Harari basada, my mountains in the field. Chelecha, call otzrosecha levaz etein, your wealth, chayel, sorry, it's a chayel, call otzrosecha, your storehouses, levaz etein, I will make it all a bizayon, it will become bad booty to the nations of the world, bamosecha, bechathos, bechol vulecha, your bamos, your shrines, where you bring Karbana, which you're not supposed to do, your offerings to foreign gods, it is a sin throughout your border. And therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vishamatuta, from the word Shemitah, the lion will lay foul because you will be expelled. Ubecha minachlasecha shenasatiach. You will be expelled from the inheritance that I gave you. Rachmana letzon. What happens when we sin? The ultimate sin. We are kicked out of the land of Israel. God forbid. Vavadaticha esoivecha. I will send you to your enemies. You will worship your enemies. Ba'aretz ha'shalom. In foreign lands that you did not know. It reflects the parsha of Bechukosai Perich Avav, the close so strongly. Ki esh kedachtem ba'api. A fire burns in my nostrils. Ad olam tukad. It is such a fierce fire burning in the nostrils of God, so to speak. It's as if it will burn forever. Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Perich Yitzayim Pasuk Hei, Arur ha-gever sh'yivtach ba'adam, Cursed is the man who puts his trust in his fellow man. And he sees v'sam basar zira'o. He thinks that flesh, he thinks himself, he thinks fellow man is great strength. Umin Hashem yasur libo. From God, his heart strays. What will he become like? The Navi says he'll be like a solitary tree in the desert. He will not merit to see the good when it comes. He will inhabit dry and parched places in the wilderness. He will inhabit a salty land. What will happen to a tree if it's in a salty land? If one of its sufficient water, it will die. The person who worships the desire and worships himself as God ultimately will be like a tree in an arid, dry desert, barren land. However, contrast, that this is a famous pasuk. There was a song about this many years ago. Maybe you know the tune. I'm not going to sing it. But once again, I'm dating myself. Baruch HaGever Sheivtach BaHashem V'Haya Hashem Yivtach. Remember that song? Very nice song. Blessed is the man who trusts in God, as opposed to the one who does not trust in God, who is like a tree in an arid, barren, salty desert, who will wither and die. Contrast that to Baruch HaGever Sheivtach BaHashem. Blessed is, fortunate is the man who trusts in God, V'Haya Hashem Yivtach. And the source of his trust is who? Only Akash Baruch Hu. And he will be like a tree that will flourish. This is very reminiscent of Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph through Gimel of Tehillim. V'haya ka'esha su'am. I'm not going to the beginning of Tehillim because of time, but if you look in the beginning, the first couple of psukim of Sefer Tehillim, this statement of Yirmiyahu about the person who trusts in God echoes those statements by King David. V'haya ka'esha su'am. The person who trusts in God will be like a tree planted by water. V'al yuval yishalach sharashav. And he spreads his roots near a small stream. V'lo yirak yavachom. This tree will never worry when he comes, because he's healthy and his roots are strong and he is a source of water. V'haya aleu ra'anan. His leaves are so beautiful, they're healthy and they'll flourish. U'bishnas batzoris lo yidag, and therefore in a year of drought, the tree will not worry. V'lo yamish me'asos peri. He will never cease from producing fruit. This is exact metaphor for the Jew that trusts in God and makes Torah his inheritance. Ein mayim ala Torah mesech zavod desire 5b. The Jew who drinks the thirst-quenching Torah, who writes the Torah al luach libecha, will be like a healthy tree by streams of water, who will never worry. Pasuk Tess, Akov halev mikol v'anushu miyada eno. Yirmiyahu says, the human heart is so deceitful. It is mortally ill. Who can know the heart? Ah? Ani Hashem choker lev, bochen kileos. I, God, am the one who investigates the heart. I am the one who checks the insides of a person. Well, aseis l'ish kidrachav kifri ma'al alav. I, Hashem, will pay back a person mida kenega mida. I will pay back a person according to his ways, in accordance with the kipri, like the fruit of his actions. Couple more psukim. Pasugir aleph. The Navi now gives a parable about the fruitlessness of human evil. He compares a person who steals to a small bird from the pheasant family who collects and steals eggs it did not lay, and it tries to incubate these eggs unsuccessfully. This is a metaphor, I'm quoting from Steinsaltz Nevi'im, for a dishonest person who amasses wealth unjustly. Just as the bird does not benefit from the eggs it stole, so too the individual will not profit from his wealth, one who comes by wealth in a dishonest fashion. However, kisei kavod maram merisham. The throne of glory is exalted, Marom, Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem, from forever, Merishim, from the beginning of time, Makom Mikdashenu, the place of our holy sanctuary. And now the Navi here, these last two psukim, and on a note of hope, and this is how we end the Haftarah, last two psukim of the Haftarah, Pasuk Yid Gimel, Mikva Yisrael Hashem. I was pleased when I was preparing. I actually never knew this. The very last Mishnah in Masechus Yuma, Mishnah Yuma, Paraches, Mishnah Tess, ends with the teaching of Rabbi Akiva. Yuma is in Yom Kippurim. Okay. And the Mishnah says there, Ma mikva metaheres hatmeim, avakosh baruch hu metaher esha hachatai, Ma mikva metaheres hatmeim, avakosh baruch hu metaheres Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Just like a mikva makes the impure pure, so to a Kodesh Baruch Hu cleanses Israel. Rabbi Akiva quotes the words from Yirmiyahu here. Mikveh Yisrael, those are the exact words of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mikveh Yisrael, so it has two meanings. Here it means the hope of Israel, Kaveh El Hashem, but it also means the cleansing pools of water. When we immerse ourselves in the healthy waters of Torah, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. We can only be cleansed and we can only be pure by coming back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kol Ozvecha Yivoshu. Anyone who abandons God will be ashamed. V'suei Ba'aretz Yikasevu Ki Azvu Mekarmayim Chaim Es Hashem. Those who leave Hashem, they will be written into the innards of the earth, so to speak. They will be lost to the bowels of the earth because they have abandoned the source of living water. Last pasuk of the Haftorah. Beautiful pasuk. It will be very familiar to you because of our Shachris. Not Shachris, what am I saying? Because of our Shmona Esrei, Amida Tfila, Yimosachal, Shachris, Mincha, Ad Arvis. Rafaeni Hashem, the Erafei. Hoshi'enu v'iva she'a ki sehilasi ata. This should sound very familiar to you from the brach of Rifa'enu Hashem v'nerifa. Hoshi'enu v'iva she'a ki sehilasenu ata. What we daven in our Amida is a based on this pasuk. We daven in the Lashon Rabim like our tefilos. Here we have it in the Lashon Yachid. It's the exact tefilo Lashon Yachid. Yirmiyahu ends, well, it's not really the end of Perikin Zayin, but it's the last pasuk of our Haftorah. Rifa'eni Hashem v'erafei. Heal me, God, and I will be healed. Hoshi'eni, save me, v'ivasheya, and I will be saved by you. So after going through the pattern, the warning, those who sin will be punished and kicked out of the land. Those who cling to God will be like a healthy tree by a spring of water. We say, Hashem, please heal us. Please save us. Ki hisihilasi ata. For you, God, are my priest. We have to recognize and we have to know after we read the words of the terrible tochacha and we tremble with trepidation at the words of rebuke. We should not give up. There is hope. What is the hope? Like Rabbi Akiva says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. When we turn back to God, the source of Mayim Chayim, I'm paraphrasing both of those phrases, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem and Mayim Chayim, come from Pasuk Yud Gimel. When we turn to the Mikveh Yisrael and the Makar Mayim Chayim, when we turn back to God, we can be healed. Hashem will heal us. We will be healed. He will save us. We will be saved. Ultimately, Hashem is our praise. And this is the way to reverse the process of Golus. We will merit to see the full Geula when we remember the antidote to Avodah Zara in our heart. What is the antidote to Avodah Zara in our heart? Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel of Mishlei. Kashrem al etzba osecha. Tie the Torah around your fingertips. Kashrem al luach libecha. Write the mitzvos, the word of God, and the Torah upon the blackboard of our heart. And then Be'ezer Hashem, we will merit to see the full Yeshua. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol tov, have a wonderful day. And Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbat shalom to all.